From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In South Carolina, officials are on guard for more flooding. They're urging residents of several areas along the coast to leave their homes as a precaution because floodwaters are making their way toward the Atlantic Ocean. Keith Sumi is the mayor of North Charleston.
You can replace anything in this world except your life. If there's any danger that the water is going to come up to a high rise in your neighborhood, leave.
The threat of rain is back in the forecast for South Carolina this weekend. Forecasters say as much as an additional inch could fall in some areas, but they say the additional rain should not be enough to make flooding worse. The Nation of Islam is holding a rally on Washington, D.C.'s National Mall today to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. NPR's Adrian Florido says the event is drawing participants to the nation's capital from around the country.
In 1995, Minister Louis Farrakhan led hundreds of thousands of people, mostly black men, as they gathered on the mall to call for African-American unity. Farrakhan will lead today's rally, too, but the crowd is expected to be more diverse, in part because the gathering is being billed as a broad call for justice, not only for black men, but for all people of color, as well as women, the poor, and the incarcerated. Signs promoting the rally have been plastered around D.C. since early this week. As a lightning storm descended Friday evening, men in suits were standing in traffic passing out leaflets. And on Twitter, people were posting photos of themselves at airports and train stations en route to the nation's capital. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Washington.
In Flagstaff, Arizona last night, Northern Arizona University's Delta Chi fraternity held a candlelight ceremony. They gathered to honor the student who was killed and the three who were injured in yesterday's shooting there. An 18-year-old freshman is facing charges. In Texas, two people have been detained for questioning in yesterday's fatal shooting outside a Texas Southern University student housing complex. President Obama in California today, a day after visiting Roseburg, Oregon, and meeting with families who lost loved ones in last week's community college shooting rampage. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama's visit drew a mixed reaction in Roseburg, a rural community in southwestern Oregon. Some residents are angry about the president's remarks last week on gun control legislation. Others were happy to see Obama in their community. The president did not speak publicly about gun control in Roseburg, though he did tell reporters he has strong feelings on the subject, partly because he's met with so many families who've lost loved ones to gun violence.
You're reminded that this could be happening to your child, or your mom, or your dad, or your relative, or your friend.
Obama says the victims' families in Roseburg are grateful for the support and sympathy they've received from around the country. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Federal investigators say last February's derailment of an oil train in southern West Virginia was preventable. The acting administrator of the Federal Railroad Administration, Sarah Feinberg, says the derailment was caused by a defective rail that inspectors missed twice.
It's basically a defect that runs like a crack through the rail, and it's just what it sounds like, vertical. So a vertical crack, and it splits the head.
The derailment happened during a snowstorm. Oil trains from North Dakota and Montana have been involved in derailments in six states in recent years. A federal judge in Des Moines has dismissed charges against the manager of Ron Paul's 2012 presidential campaign. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports three campaign staffers were indicted for allegedly secretly paying an influential Iowa politician for his endorsement, a violation of campaign finance laws.
Prosecutors say campaign operatives paid Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen $73,000 when he left the Michelle Bachmann campaign to endorse Ron Paul a few days before the January 2012 Iowa caucuses. Judge John Jarvie dismissed charges against campaign manager John Tate, a longtime aide to the former Texas congressman, citing an agreement not to use statements Tate made to the FBI. The other staffers still face indictments ranging from lying to the FBI to obstruction of justice. Officials say Ron Paul will be called as a witness in the trial. Kent Sorensen pled guilty and awaits sentencing. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.
And I'm Giles Snyder.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.